and WVIP HD4 New Rochelle.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical and personal, here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. Heard at our new day and time, Thursdays from 5 to 6. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Who has influenced you in your life? Or as I like to say, who has influenced your brand? Have they been parents, an aunt, an uncle, teachers, coaches? Well, for me, it's been a teacher. And his name is Dr. Louis Primavera, and he's in the studio today to assist you, as he assisted me in my life, with transition strategies that we all must address in our lives. And this idea of transitions, our brand winner and loser, did you know that? And our guest interview with Dr. Louis Primavera, psychologist, friend, mentor, and friend, today on Brand Talk. And tell us about one of your mentors, or one of those influences, and how they affected you. We're at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or doc at brandtalkradio.com. That's doc at brandtalkradio.com. Folks, if you're joining us for the first time, this show is about understanding brands. Whether we are talking about your personal, professional, or small business, at Brand Talk, we use the very same marketing principles that Fortune 500 companies use so that you can go brand yourself and become the brand you are truly meant to be. And during the hour, myself, Dr. John Tantillo, and my friend and colleague, TJ McCormick,
hi-yo,
want to provide you with some branding and marketing gems that are going to be helpful to you as you go through the marketplace. And this is a call-in show, and it's your show, and we want to hear from you and about your brand and how you can go out in the marketplace and go brand yourself. And next week, we should have some entrepreneurs, either Joe Slakis, who has an ice cream shop in Tarrytown called Lighthouse. I think the best ice cream in the county, but what do I know? I'm just his best friend, as well as admirer of all things ice cream. We'll try to get him in, and he's got a very, very interesting background. Here's a guy that worked at the convention center, worked for Mario Cuomo, and now he's scooping ice cream. Could you imagine this? But let me tell you, he always had, this guy Slakis, always had this gene for doing great desserts and great food. He's the best cook, yeah. I know. Absolutely. He's good. So we're going to try to get him in. But if not, there's another entrepreneur that's on Main Street in Tarrytown, the proprietor of Mint, which is a great deli and a great concept. I had a great sandwich there, so we want to get him in. And it's not so much that they promote their brands as much as we can learn something from what they did. And the owner, when I walked in, Hassad, I think his name is, and I'm blocking here, so I could be
Irish fella.
Now cut that out. Now be nice. All I know is he was such a wonderful salesman. We should, you know, marketing is all about, well, you know what they say about marketing? It's sales with a college education.
I like that.
I bet you would. But anyway, behave yourself. We'll have either of those two great brands next week. And Anyway, today, sharing my ideas, beliefs, and all things branding is TJ McCormick, my radio partner and friend,
yes,
who is the host of TJ Talking, heard every Sunday at 9 p.m., and who is a regular on the Fox News Channel, the Fox Business Channel, and, of course, Brand Talk.
Yeah.
And how are you today?
I am goodly, Squire. I am fine. Thank you very much. I'm wearing my polka dots as well. Anybody who happens to be watching on the spy cam.
Huh?
Yeah, we're polka dotting. This Sunday, everybody can look out for a piece I just wrote for Fox News Opinion. I wrote a piece about Father's Day. Yes.
Wow.
Entitled, What Fathers Really Think
I
about
love it.
Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great. And I definitely am going to read that.
Thank
and what
you.
We're going to do
yeah.
is we're going to put that link on the Brand Talk Facebook page.
Fabulous.
The group page.
Yeah, sure.
And we can go and we can
Excellent.
All read it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome.
What a great show today.
Oh, well, let me tell you.
I'm
excited.
I've been looking forward to this.
And Dr. Primavera has not only been my mentor, he's been also a friend, and he wrote this great book mm-hmm. on the retirement maze that we're going to get into at the end of the break. But we'll try to get Dr. Primavera to chime in and get some opinions on the issues of the day
sure.
and what you and I kind of say if he doesn't
great.
If he doesn't mind. Welcome, Dr. Primavera.
Well, great to be here, John.
Oh, it's great to have you. And, you know, it's funny because this last week, mm-hmm. it's just kind of almost magical that you're here this week. Because last week, I went to Talkers. And at this Talkers convention.
Talk radio industry convention.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I met Barry Farber. And Barry Farber and Dr. Louis Primavera, who's in the show, are responsible for me getting my PhD. Because Barry Farber gave me access to 500 letters that were sent to him or sent to a group which explained fantasy. Mm. And what I did is, based on those letters, develop my 950-item questionnaire that Barry Farber and Dr. Primavera, because Dr. Primavera was on my committee as an outside reader, because mm-hmm. he couldn't be, because I don't know if you were teaching at Hofstra at the time. I think you were an outside reader.
Yes, I was.
Please
explain to the great unwashed, myself being
sure.
the representative of that group in the room, explain this process of the outside reader. This was for your PhD?
Okay.
This was
yes. Okay. That was TJ McCormick. This is WVOX. It's Brand Talk with Tantillo. Dr. Louis Primavera is our guest. We're at 1460 AM. Love to hear from you. 914-636-0110 or doc at brandtalkradio.com. When you get your doctoral dissertation, you have your mentor,
mm-hmm.
okay? And he is the person, or your advisor, and he is the person, or she is the person that guides your research
okay.
and decides whether or not you're ready to defend your dissertation.
Interesting.
Okay? And so what that happens is there is the committee,
right.
which is the consists of the mentor or your advisor and two other academics that are generally at the school, and then you can have outside readers that
okay.
don't have to be at the school. I don't think you were teaching at the time. It was 1979. You were part-time, and you could only be an outside reader.
Right.
So
gotcha.
So Dr. Primavera was that. So
That's interesting. Yeah, I wasn't following, and I
no,
just wanted
no,
to make sure everybody
no, no, no.
at home.
Hey, no. That's fine. But what's interesting is that Dr. Primavera gave me permission to go, because I was teaching at the time, and he is the person that was responsible for me going out mm-hmm. and being on the match game back in 1970.
Oh,
so, I mean,
gosh.
All of this. It's just incredible. This is like, these are people that were so important to make me the brand that I am today.
Were you supposed to have a cut of the winnings? And if you did you throw something at the TV when he said wood?
No.
Well, you're such a wonderful guy. So anyway,
that was fabulous stuff. Yeah, by the way.
It's really a very emotional day for me here to have Dr. Primavera.
You've spoken about him many, many times. Well, in asides, you know,
Well, you know, I just go on about this man because he taught me how to become an adult because I met him as a kid.
Here you go. Ready? All right. I'm gonna be the shortstop here. I'm gonna be the guy. I'm gonna turn the double play here. So here you go, Dr. Primavera, to give you a chance to say a little something here. What was your first couple of impressions of a young pre-doctor John Tantillo, and what has it been like to watch him go from being one of your students to a man so respected in his field, a television commentator, now his own radio show, this small empire of his. Forgive us from that time, those early years, what your impression has been
of
this guy.
What John had then, he still has now, and that's an enthusiasm and a love for life.
Mm.
And he had an effusiveness about him that attracted people to him. People always liked John. Everybody thought John was a fun guy. Great to be with.
Yeah.
And he had an intellectual curiosity that he certainly has now.
Yeah.
And to see him mature and be what he's become, you know, in many ways as a teacher, your students are like your children. And when you see them be successful, it gives you a sense of pride.
Mm.
And I always say, I wear my children as I wear, as a general wears medals.
Yes.
I wear John as one of my medals.
Oh my God.
That's nice.
I don't know. Well,
it's thrilling for me.
No.
It's thrilling for me to see you doing what you're doing, giving your enthusiasm, John is a wonderful human being. He's got a great heart.
I've been on the receiving end of his generosity.
Always had a great heart.
Professionally and otherwise.
I hear my mother saying, Johnny, you're not so big. You know, I'm just hearing that.
Well, you know, this is just honest assessment. This isn't the Tonight Show back in 73. We're not just throwing platitudes here. This is a general, but I think it's interesting too to get this little background on you and your relationship.
Yeah, this is WVOX 1460 AM. We have as our guest Dr. Louis Primavera, The Retirement Maze, and we're going to use his book to also talk about transitions. It's not only about retirement. The same principles that one needs in life can also be seen in this book and illustrated in this book, and Dr. Primavera is going to talk about that, among other things. TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, it's Brand Talk, and we'd love to hear from you. 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, or doc at brandtalkradio.com. Guys, I got to tell you, I appreciate all the wonderful things that you guys have said, but I feel somewhat uncomfortable about hearing that. But what I will say is, and the reason that I'm glad that you did bring it up, not for me.
Of course.
Cut that out. But I want our listeners to come away with the importance of taking what our teachers and which I did, and those people that we come in contact with, our coaches or those people who are mentors. And listen to them, because I did, even though Dr. Primavera thought that maybe I didn't listen. Everything he said, I put away at some point and made me the person that I am today.
Most of my teachers in my formative years turned out to be hippie-ish liberals, so I'm glad I didn't listen to them.
But we all went through that period.
John, I learned something from my dad. I remember one day when my dad approached me and he said to me, "Do you know how a child pays back a parent?" And I shuddered for a moment. Said, "No, Dad, how does the child? By being good to their children." And I used that principle through my whole life.
Wow.
That the people who were good to me and helped me make my career gave me a gift, and I passed it on to others. And I was fortunate to be able to do that. Not everybody is in the position where they could actually do that.
That's interesting. That's a good
point. And I consider myself very fortunate. And when I see my former students be successful, and one of the people I wrote the book with was a former student, it makes me very proud.
Yeah.
Very
well,
proud.
That's Dr. Louis Primavera, T.J. McCormick, John Tantillo, WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. We're talking about mentors and people that have affected your life. We'd love to hear from you. It's 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. Now, what I like to talk a little bit about, have you gentlemen heard about the Apple Google wars? Did you know that Apple has now taken off their operating system, Google Maps? And it all goes back to what Google did. They started their own operating system.
Right.
And Apple got a little bit nervous. So you think the Obama-Romney roars are striking. Let me tell you, in terms of brands, Apple and Google are now ready to do some battling.
Wow. Yeah.
Dr. Primavera, what do you think about that?
It's kind of interesting. They're two mega giants.
Yes.
And it's interesting. You would think they'd like to play nice and work with each other, but... I understand the threats. The threat is scary. You know?
Yeah.
And Google Maps is almost a brand unto itself within that brand, that umbrella. Google Maps is such a go-to,
Well, you know, I noticed in politics, and I guess this is also in life itself, as well as in branding, as well as in marketing, what you don't want to ever do is outshine the client. Okay, so I guess what Google was beginning to do to Apple,
right?
You know, is say, "Hey, we're a good brand too."
Yeah,
and you just said it. They wrote the story,
book, yeah,
the
mm-hmm.
book
mm-hmm.
on interactive
maps, yeah.
So that's not a good thing if you're Apple.
Google everything, yeah.
So this is what.
Now, has that taken effect already? Have they?
Oh, yeah, they made the announcement.
My Google Maps still works on my iPad. I wonder if it'll continue to work if you already have the app.
I think it should be taking place. Let's see. Steve, I don't know. I did not know that. All I know is that the release went out on Tuesday, June the 2nd. So I would say within the next 30 to 60 days,
it'll be interesting to see what Apple has come up with, because they're certainly not going to launch something unless they're sure that it's amazing. And it'll be one of those things that, you know, I wonder if this must be timing-wise still part of the legacy of Steve Jobs. Yeah. I'm sure he had a hand in developing it.
Brand Talk, Tantillo, McCormick, Dr. Louis Primavera. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you about mentors, your mentors, those people in your life that made you the brand you are today. 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. And now, TJ, and now Dr. Primavera,
yes.
We have our winner and loser of the week. And each week, I choose two brands that I believe either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals so that you can implement the takeaways into your own brand life. And without any further ado, let's get to the brand winner and loser. So Tantillo's brand winner this week, the winner, Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Really?
And I got to tell you, for the longest time, I have said, and some of my, one of these days I'm going to probably get a call from him, but, and I admire Mr. Trump, and I have said that Mr. Trump is a great promoter.
Sure.
He's not necessarily a great marketer, mm-hmm. but he's a great promoter. And what I mean by that is that he knows how to get attention for the brand. I don't think all the time it's strategic, mm-hmm. but it's more promotional.
Everything he says, everything that he touts, anything that he produces or puts his name on is It's the best of this. It's the best of that. This is the greatest golf course you're ever going to play on. This is the best beauty pageant you're ever going to see. The most beautiful girl. Exactly. Okay. That's what it is.
But
P.T. Barnum.
Yes. Yes. And I don't think P.T. Barnum was a great marketer because, as we talk about, marketing is what I like to say. This is my new shtick, my new thing. Marketing is the most humanistic of all the business disciplines because it deals with satisfying other people's needs.
Sure.
It's not about selling things that they don't want. It's about giving people what they do want.
Right.
And that's why I got excited about the marketing. So anyway, so what Mr. Trump has been able to do is a pivot and now move the ball in a position that he is talking about or defending his Miss USA brand and not taking any hostages. So people say he should never. He's being a bully. He's suing that poor woman who criticized him. Poppycock! It's his brand. He's got every right to defend his brand. Mm-hmm. And you want to play? Then you know I'm really tired. Of people that start fights, and then when they get a punch in the nose, they, that's not fair.
Right, you know, it's not fair.
Baloney. I'm a 5'7½ guy. Mm-hmm. If I would go in the schoolyard and take a whack or start a fight with Mr. Adonis, who's 255 pounds, 6'3", and full of muscles, and I start a fight and I get the, you know what, knocked out of you, whose fault is that?
Exactly.
You know, people have to take responsibility for the things that they say.
Yes.
So I thought that Mr. Trump did the right thing by saying, hey, we're not cheats. Right. It wasn't my brand is a solid one. Mm-hmm. And darn it, if I look like a bully, I'm sorry, but all I'm doing is defending my brand.
Right.
What do you think, Dr. Primavera?
I agree. I think that, you know, people have a right to, you know, but your point about consequences is a very good point because human beings often don't think about what the consequences of their acts are. And then what happens, they stand around and say, what happened?
Yeah, right.
What happened, you know?
Right.
I mean, if you punch a big guy in the stomach, guess what's going to happen?
But
you see it all the time. You see people do things and they don't think of the consequences and they say, gee, I didn't expect that to happen. Well, think a little bit.
Yes. You know, that's the wisdom, and that's the kind of thinking that helped me get through the early adulthood part of my life. That's Dr. Louis Primavera, TJ McCormick, that gets me through this show with a nice comical edge. And then there's Dr. John Tantillo that's doing things branding. This is Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. What do you think about Dr. Primavera's comment about consequences? 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And my loser. So I think we all agree here that Mr. Trump was a brand winner because he defended his brand. And that's what we talk about in Brand Talk.
Sure.
And that's what we have to do. When somebody criticizes our store, us personally, we have to, we necessarily have to sue them.
Right.
But, I mean, that's what he had to do.
My wife has to do that, has had to do that very often. My wife owns a dance schools for children. And so a lot of times she'll have to handle this, I don't know what the female version of this, but mano a mano with the moms right there, you know, because there'll be a little issue or, you know, some people are impossible to satisfy. And then they go and they start talking. Instead of going to the media, these moms, they'll just go to the waiting room. And they'll start talking about this and talking about that. And so my wife, so it's a very indelicate, or it's a very delicate science or art form to have to master as one's as the captain of one's ship. But it has to be done nonetheless. You have to stand up for your brand.
Absolutely. So our loser.
Yeah, who's the loser?
The loser, Coca-Cola. You know, and if Donald Trump took the right negative action to reinforce his brand, Coca-Cola, I think, did the wrong tactic by actually, you know, criticizing, you know, that there's nothing wrong with sugar in their beverages. And that, and you know, what you should do here is take, I think, in terms of, they're such a great brand, and they have so many sub-brands, you know, put the emphasis on a different syllable. I mean, you know.
Is this a paradoxical winner and loser? Or Tell me if I'm following.
Okay, they were a loser because they criticized people for criticizing them in the sugar. In other words, sugar doesn't cause obesity. They made us a pronouncement, and that's what they should never have done.
I see. Okay, so in other words, so they came up with a very, put this into layman's terms, they came up with a very lame explanation and just threw it back at their critics with basic balderdash.
I just thought that they what they did is they made an emotional reaction. As opposed to a strategic reaction.
Sure.
And as a result, I believe hurt their brand. And I mean, they should be on the side of the angels on this. They're a great company.
In other words, maybe coming out and saying, look, everything in moderation. We're not selling herbal tea. This is absolutely a recreational addendum, a fun part of your week. Enjoy it as a treat. Don't gargle with it. This isn't for breakfast.
Yeah, right. We, you know, some sort of a corporate speak.
What would you have done, marketing doctor?
I would have basically said we agree that that we should take that parents are the best.
There you go.
Are the best decision makers on this, and that you know, we respect the mayor of New York for his approach, but really we think might be going too far.
Dr. Primavera?
I totally agree. I think that there's a danger when a politician takes such a stand.
Yes. And more brand talk after the break.